The Shemir Hashem will take us from the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Dalet on the base to the end of Parak Im Einar Makirim on the top of Chaf He on the base. Okay? So the Mishnah describes the following story. And it can be read in two different ways, so we have to be aware of this. Ma'isa Shabo Shnayim, two Edom came. A story came, two Edom came to give Edos HaChodesh, V'amru, and they told Bezdin, Re'inuhu Shachris B'Mizrach, V'Arvis B'Marav. So there's two ways to read this line of the Mishnah. One way to read the line of the Mishnah is that they saw the Levana Yishana Shachris in the morning in the eastern part of the sky, and they saw the Levana Chadasha, the new moon, in the western part of the sky in the evening. And they saw that moon on the same, the old moon and the new moon on the same day. That's how Rashi quotes his teachers, Rabosav Shal Rashi, as reading the Mishnah. The other way to read the Mishnah is that both Shachris and Arvis B'Mizrach and Arvis B'Marav are not referring to the old Levana Yishana and the new Levana Chadasha, but rather are both referring to the Levana Chadasha itself. This is how Rashi himself reads the Mishnah, that they saw, the Edom claim they saw the new moon in the eastern part of the sky in the morning and the western part of the sky in the evening. However you read the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Ede Sheker Heim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that they were lying for one of two reasons. If you learn like Rabosav Shal Rashi, so the pshat is because we know Chaf Dalet Shaos Mechse Sahara from the Gemara Daf Chaf from the Sota Ibor, there are 24 hours when the moon is not seen by anybody. So it can't, for the Bnei Marav are not do not see the Bnei Marav, the people in the western part of the sky, the people in the eastern part of the sky do not see the new moon in the west for 24 hours from when the Molad takes place. So it can't be that they saw the old moon in the morning and the new moon at night. That wouldn't make that much sense. And that's one way to read the Mishnah. Another way to read the Mishnah, according to Rashi himself, it's just that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri thought the new moon doesn't travel so fast that from they could see it brand new in the eastern sky in the morning and later on the western sky at night. So either way, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri rejected these Edom as Edei Sheker. When they came to Yavne, Rav Gamliel accepted their testimony. Rav Gamliel, and the Gemara explains why Rav Gamliel felt comfortable doing so. V'od, another story happened. Bo Shnayim V'amaro, two witnesses came and said, Re'inuhu Bizmano, we saw the Arech Bizmano, which is on the night of the 30th night. And Bezdin wants to Mekayesh the Chodesh and say that first day was Rosh Chodesh and the previous month was a Chodesh Chaser, not a Chodesh Malay. Ubaleli Buro, but the 31st night, meaning the night after the 30th day, Lo Nira, it wasn't seen at all. Nobody saw the moon. So even though they wanted to Mekayesh the Chodesh Bizmano on the 30th night of the month, the next night the moon wasn't in the sky. So Kibla Rangam Leo. Gamliel accepted their testimony. Amr Bidosav and Horkinus, how could it be? Ede Shekerim. They're lying. He gives a mashal, an example. Heach me'idim ala isha sheyolda ulamachar krisa bein shineha. Does it make sense that people could testify about a woman that she gave birth and the next day she became pregnant again? That's impossible. If the moon appeared in the sky on Leil Shloshim and the next night it wasn't in the sky at all, so it must be they lied. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua said, Roa ani es dvarecha, I accept what you're saying. I agree with you, Rabbi Yosef ben Horkinus, that the month is a Chodesh Malay, in which case the Rosh Chodesh was pushed off another day. So this month happened to be Chodesh Elul. So the Gemara tells a story. The Mishnah says, Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel sent after Rabbi Yeshua. And he said, "Gozrani alecha shetavu etzli v'makelcha uv'mosecha v'yom haKippurim shechalios b'chashbonecha." I'm telling you that on the day of Yom Kippur that falls out according to your cheshbon, which is going to be a day later than mine, because you held that this month was a chodesh mali, not a chodesh chaser. You have to come with your walking stick and your money pouch and all these things. You have to be mechal Yom haKippurim. And in other words, you have to violate Yom Kippur according to your cheshbon because it's incorrect. I paskin what when the month was supposed to be. Halach, so Rabbi Yeshua went umitzo Rabbi Akiva meitzer. Rabbi Akiva found Rabbi Yeshua, sorry, and Rabbi Yeshua was very upset. Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva said, Yeshli lilmod, I have a lima to explain shekol ma she'asur megamliel asui, that all that Rabbi Gamliel did was correct, and even if he made a mistake, once he was mekayesh the chodesh, that's when the kiddush haChodesh takes effect. Shene'emar ela moadei Hashem mikrai kodesh asher tikru osam. These are the moadim of Hashem, the mikrai kodesh that should be called out in their times. Bein bizmanon, bein shaloi bizmanon. Ainly moados el elu, whether at the appropriate time or not appropriate time, the moados are when Bezdin say they are. So Balo ate Rabbi Dosim and Horkanus. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Dosim and Horkanus, who believed that the Edom were Ede Sheker, and he was the one who he followed. Amar lo, imban ono ladun achar beizdino shomer gamliel. Rabbi Dosim and Horkanus says, if we have to come to make fights and reject the psak of the beizdin of Rabbi Gamliel, tzrichen ono ladun achar kol bezdin ubezdin sha'aman mimos Moshe v'ad achshav. That would undermine the integrity of the entire halachic system. We'd have to question the psak of all the batei din of all the courts that came from Moshe Rabbeinu until now. Shenemar vayal Moshe v'Aaron Nadav v'Avihu v'Shivim Mizikne Yisrael. That Moshe and Aaron Nadav and Avihu went up with 70 zekanim. And how come it never tells us who these zekanim are? V'lomel lo nisparshu shemosim shel zekanim. How come it never tells you who the zekanim are? It teaches me that any three dayanim who have the status of a Beis Din and they are a Beis Din Yisrael for the Jewish community, they're like the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. In other words, the halachic system presumes that every Beis Din has the right to pass, we have to follow them. So we have no right to contradict the ruling of Rabbi Gamliel's Beis Din. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua was mekabel the tochacha. Not a maklo u'ma'usa biyado. He took his walking stick and his money. V'halach liyavne etzor Rabbi Gamliel b'yom shechal yom kippurim lios b'cheshbono. He went by Rabbi Gamliel when Yom Kippur was supposed to fall according to the cheshbon. Amr Rabbi Gamliel u'nashko arosh. Rabbi Gamliel came and he kissed him on his forehead. Amr lo Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Yeshua, bo b'shalom. Come in peace, Rabbi v'tamidi, my teacher and my student. Rabbi b'chachma, my teacher in wisdom, v'tamidi, and my student, yet, shekibaltas dvarai, because you accepted my psak. Okay, let's go through the Rashis. So Rashi in the bottom of Chaftal on the day is Dira Maskel, Ra'inuhu Shachris v'mizrach. Again, Rashi is quoting his Rabbeim. So they understand this line in the Mishnah first to Es HaYishana. They saw the old moon, the previous moon, early in the morning in the eastern sky. The Arvis B'mayrav, but they saw the new moon in the western sky at night, Es HaChadasha. So Rabbi Yochanan Menuri said, Edei Sheker Heim. Why? To Kaimalan, Esrim V'arba Shai, Michsei Sihara. The moon is quite covered over for 24 hours. It can't be seen. So it couldn't be that the new moon reappeared in the western sky that night before 24 hours had passed since the old moon was most recently seen. So, kach pirshu rabosai. That's how my teachers have explained pshat in the Mishnah. V'libi nokvi. Rashi says, I'm not sure. B'diktani b'braisa, because the Gemara explains in the braisa why Rav Gamliel accepted their testimony. Pa'amim sheba ba'arucha. Pa'amim sheba b'ktara. Sometimes it happens after a short while. Sometimes it happens after a long while. V'im lashon bias arucha k'tzara nofal kana. It doesn't make sense to refer to the new moon in terms of it being an appearing after Arucha and Kitzara. Rather, because Rashi explains, Sharmi Toch Kotna Hayishana, he nichseis bibnei ma'ara, because it's so small, the old moon when it disappears from the sky, he nichseis bibnei ma'ara kishim b'mizrach lefnei chidusha, that when it's in the eastern sky before it renews itself, like we saw in the whole sugyas of Sora Ibor, it can't be seen by anybody. So rather, Rashi disagrees. V'nirali dala chadasha heidu. The debate was about regarding the testimony of a new moon. V'edei sheker, the kam Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say they were edei sheker? L'fi she'ena v'maheres l'arutz b'yud beis hashos sh'biyom mitoch ha-mizrach ha-toch ha-marav. Because the new moon doesn't travel so fast across the sky from the mizrach to the marav in 12 hours. V'alzeh ka'amar, and on that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Rabbi Gamliel says in the Gemara, sometimes it takes a long time, but sometimes it moves faster, the new moon. Then two Adam came, they said they saw it, Bizmano Biyom Shloshim, Vilel Shloshim, it should be Vilel Shloshim. The next night, Shayu Mitzapim Bezdin Va'am Shtein Negula, that should be seen in full, V'yaruha, and they would see it, Me'achar She'a Edim Ra'ua B'yom Lo Nir Lehem, because the Eidim themselves saw it during the day, so they were expecting to see it the night after, and it didn't appear. So the Rabbi Yudosi ben Horkanus said they were Eidei Shaker, and Rabbi Yeshua said, Ro'ani is tvaracha la'aberas achorish. I think we should add day to the month. So halachu mitzah. Halachu, so Rabbi Gamliel told him, again, you have to take all of your stuff, bring it in Yom Kippur, and you have to do what I told you. So halachu mitzah, halachu mitzah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, meitzar. So I'm very upset. Al shahanasi gazar ala l'chal yom ha-kippurim, because the Nasi commanded him to mechal yom ha-kippurim. Asher tikru b'kriyas bezdin t'lo akas. So the bezdin has to pronounce it. Balo Rabbi Yeshua etzah Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Dosa, and Rabbi Dosa told him, "Lamal and Isparsa Mushmosam, the 70s of Canaan, why weren't they told who they are? Shimba Adam Ladun Akhar Bezdin Shabi Amav. If a person wants to reject one of the Bate Din of their time, Velomar Vichy Bezdin Shalzesh Kemosha V'Aaron Ke'eldad U'Medad. Do this Bezdin have any rights to Paskin? Are they like Moshe and Aaron? Are they like Eldad and Medad? The chiefs of Canaan, Omrim Lo, we say to him, Shama Chashavu Kishlosha Min Ashar Shalos Barshur Shemosam. Maybe they're as Chashav as the other people who were never mentioned, because any Bezdin has halachic standing, so therefore you have to follow Rav Gamliel's Psak. So now the Gemara breaks up the explanation of the Mishnah piece by piece. Tanya. Amar Rav Gamliel Chachamim. Rav Gamliel said to the Chachamim, why was it that was Mekabel the Edom who said they saw either the Yeshana B'Shachris or the Chadasha B'Arvis, or again, the Chadasha B'Shachar, so the Chadasha B'Arvis, in the eastern sky, the western sky, whether according to Rabbos of Shalrashi or Rashi himself. Kach mikublani beis aviava. I have a Kabbalah from my grandfather. Pa'am sheba ba'arucha, sometimes it goes, takes a long time to come. Pa'am sheba b'ktar, sometimes it goes fast. In other words, it can go in either direction. It doesn't necessarily have to be either a 24-hour gap between the old and the new, or it doesn't necessarily only take 12 hours to travel the whole expanse of the sky. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time at the Bei Rebbe. What was the rationale of Bei Rebbe of Rabbi Gamliel's Sfarah? Tichsiv asa yareach l'moadim, shemash yada mevoa. That Kadosh Baruch Hu made a yareach, a moon, for the seasons, for the moadim, for the festivals. A sun that knows its track. So Shemesh, who the other Mevo'o, the Shemesh knows how it goes, has a set route. Yareach lo yada Mevo'o, but the Yareach apparently does not have a set path as to how long it takes to appear in the sky. The Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Chiya Chazel Sihara, this is a story that happened on the 29th of Elul. Rabbi Chiya saw this moon in the sky, Davikai Bitsafra, Dasin Ratisha, that in the morning on the 29th day of Elul, the old moon appeared in the sky. So he was very upset, because as we know from the Sugya Daf Chaf, the goal of the Chachamim was always to be Mekadesh the Chodesh on the 30th night, meaning to make Chodesh El Chodesh Chaser, for different reasons the Gemara offers, but in which case, but in this case, they weren't going to be able to do it. If they saw the old moon already on the 29th day in the morning, then the new moon wouldn't appear for another day. So what were they supposed to do? So he. What did he do? Shakal Kala Pasak Bay. He took a piece of earth and he threw it at the moon, as if to say, Amar, and he said, L'ursa ba'in on the Kiddushei Bach. The next night, this night, I have to Mekadesh the Chodesh. So what am I supposed to do with this moon? The moon is a day behind. V'akayim sahacha, but you, the old moon are still in the sky. So, and again, we know from the Sugya Daf Chaf that there would even be ma'ayim es ha'edim, they would frighten the edim in order to convince them to get the testimony about the new month already, to say that Kiddush HaChodesh took place even a day earlier. So here they couldn't do it because everybody saw the old moon in the sky 24 hours before. So what are they supposed to do? So the Gemara explains, Zil Ikase. He said to the moon, cover yourself over so we can Mekadesh the Chodesh tonight. He was talking to the moon. Amar Lei Rabbi, Lebchia, Rabbi said to Lebchia, do the following. Zil Le'ein Tab. Go to a place called Ein Tav, a little bit off the beaten path. Nobody knows that you're there. V'kad shel yarchem, v'kadesh the chodesh. That way nobody should make fun of you. That they said, oh, we saw the moon on the 29th day. How do you have the right to v'kadesh the chodesh? The answer is Bezdin can do what they need to. And since by doing it in a private location, nobody would make any trouble. V'shalach le simana, and they sent a simon. Send me a simon that you did it. David Malach Yisrael Chayav Kayam. How is David Malach Yisrael Chayav Kayam? Because David is compared to the Levana. So meaning David, the king of Yisrael, the Ischai the Kayam, and we are able to be in charge of the moon in the same way. Okay. So Rashi speaks out this whole story. Rashi Ramasal Khazi the Khazil Sihar Yishana. He saw the old moon in the sky. Shakal kala pisas regavim, like a piece of dirt, and he threw it at the sky. Mota balaz. Leurta be'inam l'kedusheich. We need to be mekayish the chodesh the next night. Tzrichim anu la'asos halayla yomtev shal Rosh Hashanah. Tonight needs to be Rosh Hashanah. V'lachaser es el, to make el l'chodesh chaser. U'l'ayim ala edim lomar ra'inu bizmanu l'kacho l'machar. And we can even be ma'ayim on the edim to say that we saw bizmanu in order to mekayish the next day. Even though it hasn't been seen yet, because Ibra Chodesh was done with the express purpose of making that so Yom Kippur and Shabbos didn't fall next to each other. And you, the moon, are still in the sky. And if you're seen this night, they won't be mekayish the chodesh the next day. In order to mekayish the chodesh, has to be a 24-hour gap before the old moon disappears from the sky. Once the old moon disappears from the sky, laila v'yom. Because if the night, the 30th night, is seen, the moon is seen, you can't mekayish the chodesh the next day. So zil le'ein tav v'kadshe. So go to be'ein tav and be mekayish the chodesh. Doeg haya shelo yiranu alav b'nei iro kishi yekadshe l'machar. He was worried that people shouldn't say bad things about him if he was mekayish the chodesh the next day. L'fi shero ha'yishana chol yom chavtas. Because he saw the Yishana the whole day. Visalik tluno samalai, may Allah take their complaints away from me. Umori pirish shegazru gezer b'makomo shlo yikadshu es hachodesh. The rabbos of Shorashi explained, no, people made a gezer not to mekayish the chodesh in that place because they saw the moon that day. So he said, go to a different place and send me a simin. What's the simin? David Malch Yisrael chai v'kayam. Nimshal kalavana, because David is compared to the moon. Shenam arbo kiso kashemesh negdi. It says about David HaMelech, his chair, his throne is like a shemesh, like a sun opposite me. Kearech yikol na'olam. It should be like a moon established forever. Very good. So the Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbanan, six lines down in the Gemara. Pam achas niskashu shemayim ba'avim. One time it happened that it was very cloudy. V'niris dimus levana ba'asim v'tisha l'chodesh, and appeared as if already in the 29th day of Elul, before even coming to the 30th day, the new moon had appeared. Kisvur mam lomar Rosh Chodesh, that today itself is Rosh Chodesh. Ubikshu bezin lekadsho, and bezin wanted to mekayish the Chodesh. Amalem Rebbe Gamliel, because the month couldn't have been over. Kach mekublani beis avi abba, ein chidusha shalavana pchusa, me'esrim v'tisha yom, u'machta, the minimum time it takes for the moon to reappear is 29 and a half days and two-thirds of an hour, 40 minutes, and 73 chalakim. Between each molad, there's 29 and a half days, 40 hours, and 73 chalakim. 40 minutes and 73 chalakim. So because it was, but that hadn't yet happened. It was on the 29th day itself. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel said it can't be that Kiddush HaChodesh would be appropriate for now. Va'oso ayom, and that day, Mesa imo shel Ben Zaza's mother died. V'hespida Rabbi Gamliel hesped gadol, and Rabbi Gamliel made a huge hesped. Lo mipnei shiru'il l'kach, not because necessarily this woman deserves such a lofty hesped, ela kidei sheyidu am shel kidshu beznas HaChodesh. He made the hesped so people should realize that Bezdin was not mekayish the chodesh, because we know the din is you can't give a hesped on a yantif or on a Rosh Chodesh, so as not to allow people to think that it was actually Rosh Chodesh that day, he made a point of making a serious hesped for her. Okay, Rashi the Ramaskil, sheyedu shelo kidshu beznas HaChodesh, she'im aspidim yamtif, because we don't give hesped on yamtif. So that's a lot of people think, oh, today is Rosh Hashanah. He gave a big hesped because it wasn't yet the full molad had passed. The Gemara continues, based on the Mishnah. Halachu mitzar Rabbi Akiva meitz. Rabbi Akiva found Rabbi Yeshua very upset. Ibailahu mi meitzer. Rabbi Akiva meitzer or Rabbi Yeshua meitzer. Was it Rabbi Akiva upset or Rabbi Yeshua upset? Tashma Netanya halach Rabbi Akiva umitzal Rabbi Yeshua kishu meitzer. It says explicitly Rabbi Akiva went and found Rabbi Yeshua as he was upset. Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi, mipnein ata meitzer. Why are you so upset? Amar Rabbi Yeshua said, Akiva, roi lo. Lemita, Chodesh, Vayigzor Alav Gzeirazu. He said, Rabbi Akiva, I'd rather be on my sickbed for 12 months and not have this Gzeira to Mechal Yom HaKippurim according to what I think is correct. So Amar Le, Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi, Tarsheni Lomar Lefanecha Davrachad Shlema Atani. Give me Rishus, give me permission to say something in front of you that you taught me. Amar Yeshua, Amar lo, Amor, Rabbi Yeshua said to him, say, Amar lo, Harehu Omer, the Pasuk says in Parshas Moados regarding the Kiddush HaChodesh process, or the different Moados, Atem, 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 Shalosh Pa'amim. It says Atem in the Pesukim, you three times. Or Os. Atem afilu shogigim, that you can mekayesh the chodesh even if you're mistaken. Atem afilu mezidim, you can mekayesh the chodesh even if you make it a mistake on purpose, even if it's wrong. Atem afilu mutayim, you can be mekayesh the chodesh even if you're tricked. The point is, whatever Bezdin says, that's the chalos, the status of kish achodesh, and that's Bezdin's power. Akiva nichamtani, nichamtani. You, Rabbi Akiva, have given me a nechama by informing me, by reminding me that Bezdin have the power to mekayesh the chodesh, even though they made a mistake. Rashi speaks about atem, atem, atem. Shlosh zmanim ksiv, asher tikru osam. The pasuk doesn't actually say atem, but it says osam with the vav, but it's read atem. The parashas Sharo Kesev, the karibe tikru atem. And you can read the Kri as Atem. Shogim me'eleam, they just made a mistake on their own. Kisvurim sha'hu roi lis aber v'toim, they thought it was roi for Ibra Chodesh and they were wrong. Or mutayim, if they're tricked, aide ede shaker, fine. And the Gemara continues. Balo etzor Rabbi Dosa ben Horkanis. They went to Rabbi Dosa ben Horkanis, and Rabbi Dosa ben Horkanis told him, after all, the 70 elders are never revealed because we shouldn't think any Bezdin is better than the next. Tanu Rabbanan, Lomon l'sparsha shmosam shel tzkenim alalu. Why were this kingdom not revealed? Shelo yomar adam ploni kimoshe v'aron. Ploni kinod v'aviyu. Ploni kimeldad u'meidad. They shouldn't say, oh, this guy, he's like Moshe v'aron. This guy is like Nadav v'aviyu. This guy is like Eldad u'meidad. In other words, you have no right to rank Dayanim and to say that this Dayan is Chashuv, like Moshe Aaron, I need to listen to him. The other Dayan is like Nadav and Aviyu. The other Dayan is like Eldad u'Meidad. Because the other names of the Zekinim weren't mentioned, there's another explanation for the din of the what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said, the reason why their names are not mentioned is because to show that every Bezdin has the same effect. Moreover, in similar fashion, it's the same point though, just a different way of getting at it, you shouldn't pick out a Dayan and say, oh, he's Chashev, that one's Chashev, just like all the Chashev Adayanim that were around at that time. Each person has their own merit, just like the Shims that came, they're not mentioned by name. And the Gemara elaborates, Va'omer, Va'yomer Shmuel Am Hashem Asher Asa'es Moshe Ves Aaron. The Shmuel said to the nation, Klal Yisrael, Hashem, who made Moshe and Aaron, the Omer Vayishlach Hashem es Yerubal ves Bidon ves Yiftach ves Shmuel. Kadosh Baruch Hu also sent Yerubal, Bidon, and Yiftach and Shmuel. Yerubal is a Gidon, that refers to Gidon. Vilamanik or Shmuel Yerubal she'asam riva im habal. He fought with the Baal, so it's called Yerubal. Bidon ze Shimshon. Vilamanik or Shmuel Bidon to asem Yidon, because he came from Shevet Dan. Yiftach kemashmo. Yiftach with Yiftach. Turn the page, Chafel of Days. The Omer Moshe the Aaron the Kohanav. V'Shmuel b'korei Shemo, Moshe and Aaron with their priests, and Shmuel with those who call on their name. The pasuk equates all of them. Shaka akasav shlosha kalei olam, three kishlosha chamurei olam. The pasuk seems to equate kalei haolam, three shoftim, meaning on the lower rank shoftim, you Gidon, Bidon, Shimshon, and or on or the regular Shoftim, to the three greats, Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. Why? Lomalach, Yerubal Bedoro ke Moshe Bedoro. The Yerubal Bedoro is like Moshe Bedoro. Bidan Bedoro ke Aaron Bedoro. And Yiftach Bedoro ke Shmuel Bedoro. And even though it was Yerubal, right, Gidon, Shimshon, Yiftach, they weren't the greatest judges. They're being compared to Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel because whoever the judge is of the generation, he's in charge, and you have to listen to them. La mercha shafilu kalsha bekalim, even the smallest one, v'nismana parnas la tzibur, and he's given the job to be in charge of the community, hariu ka'abir sheba abirim, has a din of the mighty, and you have to trust what they say. And maybe you're going to tell me this only applies to Nevi'im, kings, how do it applies to regular Dayanim as well? V'omer, the Pasuk says further, u'basa l'kohanim ha'levim v'al shofet, asher yeh b'yamim ayim. You go to the Kohanim, the Levi'im, and the shofet, who shall be in those days. V'chital al-daitcha, sh'adam holich etz al-dayanim sh'lo chaya b'yamav. Nobody goes to it. Would anybody ever think that you go to a Dayan that wasn't in your days? No. Ha she'en lecha leilech ela etzel shofet shebiyamav. The halacha is you go to the shofet who's around at your time. That's all you can do. The Omer, the Pasuk says in Koheles, al tomer mehaya shayam harishom hayutayv me'ela. You don't say mehaya, what happened, that the previous generations were so much greater than this generation. You work with what you have, and that's the correct posture to take. Okay, let's go back and go through the Rashis. Rashi diramaschil shelo yomar adam, that a person should not say, oh, I have to listen to this one or that one. Al bezdin shebiyamav, a bezdin regarding a bezdin in his generation. V'chi ploini uploini kemoshe v'aron sheashmalo. Is this guy like Moshe and Aaron? They have to listen to him. Achshav shelo nisparshu. Now that they're not spoken out, who's who? Amor lo, we say to him, imeino kemoshe v'aron, haru ke'echa mishas kinim she'en chayodeh amihem. He's like the Shah's kingdom. You don't know who they are. You have to listen to them. Ve'omer Hashem asher asas Moshe v'as Aaron. Shmuel Hanavi Amar li Yisrael. Shmuel Hanavi told Klai Yisrael, Karash Baruch Hu asal lechem nisim ayedei shisha zekenim halalu. That Karash Baruch Hu did nisim through these six zekenim. Moshe v'Aaron. Yerubal, who was Gidon. Bidan, who was Shimshon. V'yiftach v'shmuel. Ve'omer. The next Rashi, top of Chafayim Abayz, B'sefer Tehillim, Moshe Varam B'chayhanov, U'shmuel B'korei Shemo, Karim Hashem Hu V'hu Yanim, Harei Sheshaka Al-Kasuv Shmuel in Moshe V'Aaron. The Pasuk seems to equate Shmuel with Moshe and Aaron. U'b'ksuv Marishonim Kasuv, Yerubal B'dan V'yiftach in Moshe V'Aaron V'shmuel. Shlosha Kalim, Shlosha Chamurim, how is it the three lightweights against the three heavyweights? Ha'in L'chaleilech, you're supposed to go to the Shofet who's around your time. The shofet is in your time. That's what's appropriate to ask after. And al tomar mahaya shayam harishonim hayu tov meila. It's not appropriate to ask such a question. Kilo mechach mashalta al zeh. You didn't ask this question out of wisdom. Lefishadoros hayu tovim v'tzadikim min achronim lefichach hayam harishonim tov meila. Because the earlier generations might have been stronger, they were better. That's why those generations were stronger. It's not possible to match up that the previous generations should be like these generations. There's nothing that we can do about it. So kilo mechachma sha'alta alze. And let's just finish the parak here. Nato maklo ma'osav biyado, that Rabbi Yeshua went on the day that he thought it was Yom Kippur with his walking stick, his money, and in his hand. Tanu rabbanan kevan shara osav ringamlil saim. Right, the elaborated story from the Mishnah. He stood up and he kissed him on his head. Peace to you, my teacher and my student. Rabbi Shalimatani Torah Barabim, that you allowed me, you taught me Torah publicly. Because how the Talmidi and you're my student at the same time. Sha'ani gozer alecha gzeir avata mekayma ketalmid. Because I'm gozer gzeira on you, and you listen nonetheless. Ashre hador shagdolim nishmaim lektanim. How wonderful is it, a generation that the gedolim are listened to by the ketanim, the ketanim listened to by the gedolim. Kavachomer ketanim lekdolim. meaning how wonderful a generation that the Gedolim are listened to by the Ketanim, Kavachomer, when the Ketanim are listened to by the Gedolim. Kavachomer, the Gemara asks, what's the Kavachomer? Chiyuvahu, the Ketanim have to listen to the Gedolim. Ela mitoch shagdolim nishmam l'ketanim, because the Ketanim listen to the Gedolim, nosna Ketanim kavachomer ba'atzmam. The Ketanim take a Kavachomer about themselves. Because the Gedolim listen to the Ketanim, the Ketanim take the Kavachomer themselves to listen to the Gedolim, and they do it voluntarily. So the Gedolim respect what the Ketanim say, the Ketanim respect what the Gedolim say on their own. And therefore, this is a good generation because they were in that stage of respect. Okay, we'll stop here with the end of the second parak.